L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi everybody, good morning, welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news. Hope you're doing well this morning. It's the weekend for most of us. If you're working, hopefully you're taking a bit of time out to watch this. Lots to get into as always. We're going to be talking about Rashford, a story coming out from Rob Dawson. Also stuff about Sancho, Antony, Osimhen, Gyökeres, Mbeumo, and a lot more. But I think the place to start off with is certainly with Amorim and what is turning quickly into a very, very frustrating period for him. Imagine being on holiday as a Manchester United manager or a Liverpool manager. Well, let's contrast the holidays of Slot and Amorim. Let's just say they're in a five-star exclusive hotel somewhere in, you know, southern Europe. Arne Slot's on one side of the pool. Ruben Amorim's on the other side of the pool. They're both reading their books. God knows, what books do you think Arne Slot and Ruben Amorim are reading? And as he looks over the top of his book, Arne Slot just smiles and goes, and Amorim goes, behind the book, going, up yours. Because that is the reality, isn't it? You've got Arne Slot, who is the champion of England and is sat on holiday relaxing, looking at his board, get player after player after player. And then you've got Ruben Amorim sat on holiday and he can't relax. He might be looking at a WhatsApp from Berardi saying, don't worry, we'll get there in the end. But you sat there on holiday and look, Gary Neville calls them mini retirements, right? If you're somebody that's got your own business, even if you just, you know, I think a lot of people on holiday don't just switch off for every minute of every day. There'll be times there when you're thinking about your plans for next year, where you've gone wrong this year, you know, especially if you're a manager of football, you consume it. Ten Hag mentioned this. What's Amorim doing on holiday? He can't be sat there in his shorts, you know, with his little sangria going, I'm going to do this, this and this. He doesn't know what he's going to do because he doesn't know who he's got. And this is where people really don't realise the issues that he is facing. Now, of course, Ruben Amorim's not done an interview saying he's furious with Manchester United. But of course he's bloody furious with Manchester United. What Pratt wouldn't be furious? You're sat there or lying there on holiday and you're looking at everyone else doing stuff and you're going, OK, pre-season, tour of the US, what am I going to do? And that's one of the most frustrating things as a coach that you can have is I've got all these plans, but I don't know who I'm doing them with. Who's my striker? Who's my defender? Who's my goalkeeper? Am I going to have Rashford, Sancho and Antony turning up on day one with Garnacho? All this stress. And then you've got Omar Berardi going, yeah, you know, it's fine, it's fine. It's 1 month. I read this today. It was Andy Mitten who put a post out. It's 1 month since we lost Athletic Bilbao. And it's 1 month until our first pre-season game. 4 weeks today, we play Leeds. So we're smack in the middle of that period between losing the Europa League final and pre-season proper kicking off. And we're not doing anything. I mean, I don't even want to give you this update. We've got updates on Palhinha as well. I forgot to mention that. I don't want to give you this update. I was listening to Fabrizio Romano's video on YouTube last night. I nearly threw my phone. I was literally just sat there in the garden having a beer and I nearly threw it. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do that because I sort of need it. But he's basically talking about Mbeumo. Oh, the update on Mbeumo is Man United still talking discussions with Brentford. But we've been talking to him for three bloody weeks. We're talking in different languages. They're in London, not in bloody Lisbon. But that's the update on Mbeumo and that deal. We've already pocketed it. Mentally, as fans, we've already pocketed it. Somebody said to me, you know, you've had updates recently about Delap, about Anana, about Gyökeres, Yoro starting in the final. We're not in for Semenyu. Oh, can I just say about that, by the way? You know, like we always told you, we're not in for Semenyu. Just to back that up again, I've said it about six times. We've been told that very, very, very definitively by a lot of people. It was David Ornstein, I think it was yesterday, talking about Semenyu and saying that Man United not looking at him because the price of Bournemouth wanted. So we've never been in talks for Semenyu. Never been in talks with him. But in relation to getting information out of the club at the moment, we have had little bits over the last couple of months. We're not going to get anything at the moment. And the reason for that is because everybody's on bloody holiday. There's nobody in at Carrington. There's nobody there to find the rumours out or get stuff. So that's why it's gone very quiet, because everybody's away at the moment. So we only know what we've been told weeks ago. There's nothing really coming through at the moment. I mean, unless you've got Berada giving you stuff, I mean, it's really difficult. And United are only going to give it out to people like Ornstein and Romano anyway. So it is very quiet at the moment because none of the players are at Carrington. None of the training staff are at Carrington. So none of the people that can, you know, feed stuff out are there at the moment. And some people might like to say that's a good thing, but it's just really quiet around United at the moment because there's nobody there. So there's a lot of bullshit being put out there, basically, because most people's sources come from people who work at the club, and no one's working at the club at the moment because they're all on holiday. So that's why it has gone particularly quiet. And that is why we're all very reliant on United actually doing something when they're not actually doing something. And my theory is this, my hope is this, and I don't even want to say it because maybe it won't even be the case. But my theory is that because United have this financial FFP PSR, everybody's got it. We're talking about Villa and Martinez yesterday. The season, the football financial year ends at the end of June, doesn't it? And then there's a new one at the start of July. This is a wild thing. I can't even believe I'm saying it. But do we think there's a possibility that United aren't doing any business until July the 1st? Because then it's a new financial year. And that is a really big prediction to make. And I don't even know if I'm right about it. I mean, look, also the huge problem with that is we're already dead. If that's the case, we're already dead. Because when Man United are in talks with a player and it's advanced, we know straight away. So even if we are waiting till July, we've just fucked pre-season. Because if we start negotiating on July the 1st, we take 3, 4, 5 weeks to do a deal. So none of these players would be coming in until after the tour. So if that is the plan, it's just another financial thing. And to be fair, a comment just came in here, very good one. I think it was Fisher who said it. It's whizzed through because a lot of people are getting their comments in and I didn't pause it. Basically said, holiday. Man City and Liverpool have bought half their bloody transfers already, and it's only June the 20th. Of course, what I'm talking about is sourced information will be people within the club who work there on a daily basis. You know, the people who are working at the moment will be Favell, Wilcox, Berada, etc. They're not the people who are going to leak information out anyway. It hurts checking Fabrizio's page every second to only see what rivals are doing, says P said blow. Okay. That's Apollo Ballon d'Or race going crazy next season, says GGMU, talking about the tyre deal. Mark, I'm not as bothered about it. If by July the 1st we still haven't done anything, then I'll start getting some concerns, says Dari. I'm concerned already, mate. I am concerned already. It's basically a week and a half until the start of July. Will Mbeumo be done by then? Are they waiting for the away kit? I don't know when the away kit comes out. I'm looking at kit releases now in relation to signings. That's how shit we are as a football club. I'm actually looking at when the kit releases are and trying to figure out whether we'll have a player announced when that happens. I also think that if we start doing deals on July the 1st, it's going to be too late for a pre-season that Amorim is stuck with. I mean, look, this is just coming in from Rob Dawson in the ESPN, actually. We should mention this. I want to talk about Polina and a couple of other bits, but let's just get into some of the news. So Marcus Rashford is planning to return to training with Manchester United next month if a deal to leave the club has not been agreed. There has been interest from Barcelona, Inter Milan, Juventus and Bayern Munich, as well as a number of English clubs. From Rob Dawson. Rashford's preference is to join a club playing in the Champions League in an effort to put himself in the best possible position to be part of Thomas Tuchel's England squad for the 2026 World Cup in the US, Canada and Mexico. So, look, in a way, I sense a contradiction there. Rashford's plan is to come back to Man United and train next month at a place where you're not wanted, where most of the fans don't want you and the manager doesn't want you. That's your plan. But then your other part of your plan is to be playing for a Champions League club so you can get into Tuchel's World Cup squad. I don't know how stupid the people are around you, mate, but if that's true, and I don't think it is, because it's totally contradictory, you need to be in a club for pre-season that you're going to play football for. And that's clearly not going to be Manchester United, is it? So I think that Rashford's got a big problem, and I've said it before. Some people would say it's his ego. No, well, most footballers have got an ego. I don't think that's a problem. I think his big problem is nobody wants you, mate. Nobody wants to buy you. And yet you've still got these aspirations of grandeur that you want a Champions League club so you can play in the World Cup. Some people would say, who do you think you are? Like, it's great to have an ambition, but Champions League football and World Cup player for England, mate, look at the last year and a half. You know, I think sometimes you've got to go back to reality, and you've just got to start playing football, pal. That's what you've got to do. I look at Antony. I look at what Antony's doing. He wants to play in the World Cup for Brazil, but he isn't demanding Champions League football. He's linked to Como in Italy. He's linked to Betis in Spain. He's been linked to Leverkusen in Germany. What Antony wants to do is play football. He knows that playing football is his best route back into a Brazil squad. He also is willing to take a pay cut, apparently, of 30%. So you've got Antony who's going, look, I just want to play for the best club I can play for, where I'm going to play. I don't mind taking a pay cut. I had a good season with Betis. I believe in myself. I just want to play football, first team football, and that will get me back in the Brazil squad. And if I have to take a pay cut, I'll do it. But I don't care if it's Betis, Como, Leverkusen. I'm not looking for Juventus, AC Milan, Real Madrid, PSG. I just want to play football. That's what I've enjoyed doing for the last 6 months. That's the way I get back into the Brazil squad, because I played for Brazil when I was at Ajax. So I know the pathway, and the pathway is a good pre-season playing football. And if I've got to take a pay cut to get that going, then I'm going to do it. On the other hand, you've got Marcus Rashford and Jadon Sancho, who are still wanting 250, 300 grand a week, Champions League football, and basically a golden throne, and everybody to start going, here's Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford. And that's the problem we've got. And that reflects on Manchester United Football Club and their terrible negotiation skills in relation to the people that they deal with. We throw money at people that don't have the best interests of this fan base at heart. And I say fan base because club is run by mercenaries, glazers, etc. But the core principles of Manchester United reside in the hearts and minds of our fans and what we stand for. We can't look at what happens on the pitch or what happens in the boardroom because they don't represent what Manchester United is. But I do look at somebody like an Antony, a Scott McTominay, an Aaron Wan-Bissaka, and I think there's a common theme. All right, Antony hasn't left yet, but he has left, worked hard and played well and put himself in the window. Wan-Bissaka left, worked hard and played well. McTominay left, worked hard and has won a title in Italy for it. These are mentalities of players that aren't looking at Napoli, West Ham and Betis and going, I'm not playing for you. I'm not playing for you. They're looking at them as opportunities to go and shine. And Scott McTominay, if he was Brazilian, would be in the Brazil squad easily. But this is the problem that we have. You know, what are we getting? You know, I'm sure there'll be another piece from the Pratt in the Manchester Evening News in the next week when he gets leaked another bit of PR from Rashford's camp about...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Yeah, you know, he's willing to put the past behind him and work with Amrin. I'm sorry, like, I couldn't give a toss whether Amrin wants to forgive or give Rashford and Sancho another chance. What about the fans? I'm not up for giving them another chance. I think it's very, very clear. Was it not Rashford who said he's never been happier than he was at Aston Villa? We can't keep going backwards. I want those players to go and have good careers elsewhere. I don't want them part of Man United anymore. We need to bloody move on. How can we move forward when we keep moving backwards? But the big problem that we've got is that I don't dispute that they'll be walking into Carrington with a smile on their face and their boot bag under their arm in about 2 weeks' time. And we can never move forward. And this is what I mean about Amrin on holiday. He's probably looking at that and going, I haven't got my bloody striker yet. I'm not going to get a bloody goalkeeper. I still haven't got Mbeumo. And I've got bloody Rashford, Sancho and Garnacho walking back into training in 2 weeks' time with a big smile in the dressing room, getting at the players while I'm not there. I think Anthony's got it spot on. I think, Anthony's not good enough for the Premier League. I think that's been proven. I'd be very surprised if he ever plays in the Premier League and plays well. But the mentality of him to get a club quickly, I guarantee you rank these four. Who will be the quickest to get out of the club? I think it will be Anthony or Garnacho first, maybe Sancho on loan third, and I can see Rashford being here last. And I think that says a lot about those players. The players that get out quick are the ones that want to play football. They want to further their careers. The players that take ages are the greedy ones who have delusions of where they should be playing and also aren't willing to take pay cuts or anything else like that because they think they should be getting stupid wages for playing shit. They think, I signed a contract 2 years ago. Yeah, you signed a contract because people thought you were better than you are. The reality is things change. Let's see what happens. Let's have a look at what some of you were saying. I want to talk about Polina next. Red since 1975 says, how do we that deals haven't already been agreed, but they're waiting until July the 1st when the Premier League sheets start? None of us know. Well, we do know, Red. We do know, Red, because we're Manchester United and Man United can't keep deals quiet. So what you're basically saying is that United have got three or four deals lined up on the 1st of July, and on the 1st of July, they're going to go Garnacho to Napoli, Rashford to Barcelona, Sancho to Juventus, Mbeumo to Man United, Gyökeres to Man United, Martinez to Man United, and Onana to Monaco. Come on. Wake up and stop drinking that fairy juice. And it can't happen. I don't think it could happen at Man City. I don't think it could happen at Liverpool. Not in the modern day. There's too much access to social media. If United couldn't buy a bottle of Coca-Cola from the local service station without somebody reporting it within seconds. So we can't line up a deal for Mbeumo for Brentford on July the 1st and say to everybody, we'll just keep it carrying on with Romano that the talks are going on, but we've really got it sorted for July the 1st. It won't happen. There's too many people that would go, United have already got this deal done for Brizio or David. We can't do that. I'm not saying we won't start doing business on July the 1st, but we're not going to have them lined up. Some fans cheer because we signed Cunha early. Ridiculous. Look at our rivals, Liverpool. What have they done in the same time, says John. I think as much as I don't want to. Oh, look, I've got a button undone. Woo. I need to work on my tan there a little bit. Don't. Be safe in the sun. As much as I don't want to use the word Liverpool, to any United fan that starts talking about efficiency or patience or we'll get there in the end, just say Liverpool. Why, you know, if there are certain United fans out there, Glazer sympathisers, Ineos arseholes, who basically are saying, just be calm. It's only June the 21st. There's plenty of time. Riddle me this. The team that wins the Premier League by a very long way or the team that is one of the biggest clubs in the world who nearly, you know, were very near to finishing fourth from bottom and got embarrassed all season. Which team needs to hit the transfer ground running and get deals done? The team that won the Premier League by loads or the team that's on its arse? Well, the answer is it's the team that's on its arse. But the answer, the reality is the team that's won the Premier League is out there doing deals and the team that's shit is out there going, let's take our time. And let's not forget Man City. Since January, which was a transfer window we ignored, Man City have spent about £300 million since January. So, hey, who do you think is going to be near the top of the Premier League next season? Liverpool or Man City or Man United, the tortoise? We're going to win the Premier League in 2028. All we need is a leap of faith. Yeah, Eric, and smaller size goals for Inanna. Good one. Hi, Mark. When you were the happiest, when were you the happiest with Manchester United? My happiest year with Man United is the 20th title in 2013. Nothing, it's boring, but nothing will ever beat 99. I liked 94 because I was a lot younger then. And obviously we'd had no experience of winning the Champions League. I did like the 94 double, but yeah, 99 was just a perfect season. I'd love to live that one again and share it with everybody who didn't. Long-time viewer says Aubrey, just showing my support for the channel. Only message I have is that there are these are demoralising times. It's tough, but we are all got to keep our chins up. Look, I can give you the positive message, Aubrey and everybody else. It's not over. It's not unsalvageable, but it's not good. We're operating too slow. I mean, I look at a story this morning about Paulinho, it's formerly of Fulham, now at Bayern. Apparently Spurs and Fulham are looking at bringing him back. Man United have been linked to him again this morning. It's too slow, though. Like, it's too slow. Like, I know, like, this is perfect, right? So I've said this a few times. And I saw somebody say it last night. This time last year, I don't think we'd got Xerxes done. We'd barely been linked to Ugarte, certainly not Dalit and Mazraoui. So this time last year, we probably knew a little bit about Yoro, but didn't believe it. And we were working on Xerxes. I don't think Ugarte had been mentioned yet, and certainly not Dalit and Mazraoui. So people are saying, people need to shut up and stop panicking, because this time last year, we hadn't heard of three of our five signings yet. But I just go, give me that mic, drop. Mazraoui and Dalit weren't even ready for the start of the season. I don't think Dalit started the first game. I think Mazraoui did after about 3 days training. Ugarte didn't come in until the end of the season. Yoro didn't play for us until November because we bought him with an injury and he got injured on the preseason. And Xerxes, I don't think he went on preseason even though we'd bought him before. So look at the season we had, like Reagan said. So I'm not looking at last season. I like the players we bought, but I'm not looking at how we bought them as a strategy. We basically went with a stupid sell to buy. We wouldn't buy Dalit and Mazraoui until we sold Wan-Bissaka, and therefore they missed pre-season. We wouldn't buy Ugarte until we'd sold McTominay, therefore he missed the first three games of the season and a pre-season. So I'm not looking at last season and going, well, I'm not that worried because last year we hadn't bought, you know, we hadn't even been linked to Dalit and Mazraoui and Ugarte. Look at what season we had. Shit preparation leads to a shit season. So to those people saying, you know, it's a mess, it's a disaster, not yet, but it's fast approaching. Like, I believe we will buy players and I believe people will sweep it under the carpet again. But many of us have been here before. Even if we get Emi Martinez, Gyökeres, Mbeumo, Cunha, when do we get them? Do they come in after the first game against Arsenal? Do they come in for after the tour? They need to be there for pre-season. And if they're not, I think that the club are inexplicably failing the club, the fans and the manager. The Mbeumo deal feels like De Jong. No, we're going to get Mbeumo, Steve. I just don't know when. Cheers from Montreal, says Papa. Let us know where you're watching from. Appreciate that. I won't invest big in Ruben. If I wouldn't invest. AJ says, I wouldn't invest big into Ruben if I were the owner. Well, that's an irrelevance, AJ, in the sense of reality. Because if you were the owner, you wouldn't have Amrim as manager, would you? So you can't project your opinion onto different people. What you're saying is you wouldn't spend money on Amrim because you don't think he's the right guy. That's fine, but that means if you were in charge, he wouldn't be your manager. You can't say, if I was the Glazers and Sir Jim, I wouldn't invest in Amrin, because they have to invest in Amrin because they brought him in. If you were in charge, you'd have sacked Amrin. I get that. So they have to invest in him because they brought him in. As someone that worked in contracts for 20 years, I don't understand how we can't terminate Sancho's contract for bringing the club into disrepute, says Steg. When has that ever happened, though? The power is with the players, isn't it? I mean, look, we've mentioned about the goalkeeper. Amrin wants a goalkeeper. Anana's there saying, I'm not going. Oh, you're my number one then. Get on the team photo. Rashford, Amrin doesn't want him. Rashford doesn't really want to be here, but he can't get his dream move. So I'll come back to Man United miserable and train and, you know, disrupt the morale. There's nothing that, you know, look, what I would do is different to what Man United would do, but I wouldn't have Jadon Sancho, Garnacho, Antony, Rashford anywhere near the first team. I'd have them training on their own. And then over the weeks, that number will hopefully diminish to one or zero. I wouldn't let them near the first team. Not because I don't like them. I do like Antony. I don't have a lot of time for Sancho, to be honest, but I don't know him. Maybe he's been missold. Maybe he's a really nice guy. I like Rashford as a player. I think it's just time to go. I like Garnacho. Obviously, we're going to let him go. Antony, I don't think he's good enough. But I wouldn't let them anywhere near my first team squad. I'd be very protective. If I was Amrin, I'd be very protective of my group of players. And I wouldn't let people outside who could be slagging me off and causing issues anywhere near that group. You know, it'd be like, it's like a cancer, isn't it? You don't want it anywhere near. You want to keep them clean and pure. And I don't want them anywhere near it. But Boz says, what a load of rubbish. Well, mate, add a bit of context, because I can't deal with what a load of rubbish. You know, it's like AJ saying, if he was in charge, he wouldn't spend any money on Amrin because he probably wouldn't have him in charge. If I was Amrin, I wouldn't let any of those four players anywhere near my first team squad, because I'd be like, this is a massive season for me. I can't be in October losing 5 or 6 games and everyone say, well, you know, we made a lot of mistakes in the summer. I've got to make every decision right. Long time viewer, but one player signed. This is the same pace as Woodward and co. Just so slow. Same old, same old. But Ray, you make a great point. I hope you're doing very well this morning. We were talking about this a couple of days ago. There is nothing different. Omar Berada is just Woodward and Arnold. He's saying exactly the same things. He may as well say, we're Manchester United, we can do anything that other clubs dream of. I mean, it's just the same. He's the same, but he's the same CEO working for the same people. Who owns Manchester United? Not Sir Jim Radcliffe, the Glazers. So Berada is just Arnold and Woodward repackaged. Wilcox is just Murta repackaged. They can do good things, but they're restricted by the people in charge. We have all fallen for a puppet in Sir Jim Radcliffe coming in with a British passport to get a stadium over the line because he's got friends in the government. But who ultimately benefits and owns the football club? The Glazers. The regeneration project from 2017 is factually their plan. The documents are out there for public consumption. Nothing has changed at that football club. It's just the Glazers trying to get another 20 years by badging it up in a different way. Oh, we're not really in charge. It's Sir Jim. But you are in charge. The club is doing exactly what it's always done. Slowing the transfer market, trying to save a penny, not behaving like a football club, still in debt, still spouting the same old shit, still not intertwined with their fan base at all, still massively, massively underselling their manager and not helping them. It amazes me that people talk about Man United like we're something new. I think it's so abundantly clear that I don't even, you know, even I must concede sometimes I get confused by it, because it's almost like Sir Jim Radcliffe owns the football club and he doesn't own the football club. He barely owns 30% of it. It's Glazer owned, and people forget this, because you've basically fallen for the gimmick of a British local lad in charge who actually isn't in charge.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I had the opportunity to see Teddy Sheringham, says Knees. And Liam says, with the owners being so crap, how did it ever work with Sir Alex being the same owners, Mark? Because Sir Alex Ferguson could have won that league title for 3 or 4 years in a row if he was in charge of Chelsea, Arsenal or Liverpool. That's how good he was. And also he had the foundations that had been built before the Glazers came in. And I think what happened is, in the 7 years that Sir Alex worked with the Glazers, it was gradually getting worse, but he was so good at what he did, he could keep us going. But I think he got out at the right time. He would have ended up being a Wenger. If he'd have stayed for another 10 years, he would have ended up being a Wenger. Somebody that we ended up wanting out because he was living on past glories, because he wouldn't be able to be successful. There's no way Sir Alex Ferguson could have gone toe-to-toe with what Man City have done over the last decade. Not with the Glazers in charge. I think he'd have struggled. I wouldn't say no way. He was that good. Maybe he could, but it would have been a lot. We wouldn't have had domination. Patrick says there is status with playing with a team like Barcelona that is good for branding. They will also have enough good players that mean you aren't the main guy. Less pressure. It's clear Rashford wants these things. I hope he can get a move to Barcelona, but I don't think he's going to get it. Thank you very much to Patrick. Okay, let me talk to you about Palhinha then. So we have been linked to him this morning again, not the first time. I think we mentioned him last Saturday. Not really part of Vincent Kompany's plans at Bayern Munich. Could he be an option for Manchester United? I've got to be honest, he's 30 next month. I don't think United are going to look at a player like this. I really don't think we're going to look at a player like this. Whether we should be looking at a player like this is debatable. I don't even know, you know what, I'm trying to stay upbeat. I don't even know what to say about this. I like the player. G-Man says forget it. I like the player. But the big thing I would say is UK Unboxing 22. We're too lazy. This is too slow. What are we getting linked to players like Paulinho at the back end of June for? Like, we're running out of time. We are running out of time. In 4 weeks' time, we're basically going on tour. Like, we've got 4 weeks to, I mean, how many deals have we got to do before we go on the US tour? Garnacho's got to go. Anthony's got to go. Rashford's got to go. Sancho's got to go. We need a striker in. We need the Mbeumo deal finished. We need an Arna gone. We need a goalkeeper. I mean, that's 8 before, and there's probably more. I mean, let's add Palhinha in as a nut. It's not happening, is it? I mean, you know, the thing about running around the block 50 times is you start to know what you're looking at. You start to know the path, you start to know the scenery. I just don't buy into it. And I think you learn a lot from people like Ornstein and Romano, who, when it comes to Man United, they're not really giving any updates, are they? Most of the updates are not coming from them, really. I mean, you get a little bit about the striker. United are still very much there around Gyökeres if he doesn't go to Arsenal. So Arsenal are controlling that. You know, we've tentatively spoken to Ekitike. We might be interested in Paulinho. I mean, Berarda can say what he likes and maybe he can salvage this situation. There is still time, but it's certainly not. And look, you know what? I do That's Football. Check it out on YouTube. But even with Liverpool, right, it's quick. But it ain't. I don't want to say this because it's going to panic people, but even with Liverpool, it's quick, but it ain't 3 days quick. It's not 3 deals in 3 days. When you look at Liverpool, and again, I'm talking about Liverpool, they behaved really well in the summer transfer window. But Frimpong still took about 2 weeks from the first link to here we go. Wirtz has taken about a month from him turning down Bayern Munich to official.
Kirkez has taken about a month from he's going to come to Liverpool to here we go. They're now going to work on Guehi, which will probably be sometime in the next 10 days, and they'll get a forward in. So even if you take Liverpool as, well, they've done really, really well, Frimpong, Kirkez, Wirtz have all taken about a month to do. Now, excluding Cunha because he's done, and Mbeumo could happen at any point, but even if we got here we go on Mbeumo today, he ain't going to be official until the back end of next week, which takes you to the end of the month. So, what my... Somebody said, what's your point? My point is, even the efficiency of Liverpool and Man City isn't talks today, here we go tomorrow, official the day after. Even with Liverpool and Man City, you're talking about talks, here we go, official, and a 2, 3, 4 week period. 2 weeks is very fast, 3 weeks is about right, 4 is a bit slow for them. But it's a 2, 3, 4 week period. Who are we talking to, ladies and gentlemen? Who are we in talks with? And we can take 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. So beyond Mbeumo, who are we talking with? Let's say today, David Ornstein says, Man United, advanced talks with Gyökeres. This is looking good. Like he did 3 weeks ago about Mbeumo. So I would go from today, if we're lucky, in 3 weeks' time, we'll have a here we go on Gyökeres. Which takes us to preseason's already started, which means he might be official in time to go on the tour, but he misses about a week and a half of preseason. That's what worries me, is that Berarda can talk about patience, but we already know we're not in official talks with anybody apart from Mbeumo. So as soon as we are in talks with someone, you've got to set the clock and go 3, 4, 5 weeks from here. Well, hello, they've just missed preseason. So I think that's what I would concern. Paul Lucas says, to be honest, the window itself has been slow globally. I couldn't give a shit, Paul. I couldn't give a shit. I always say this to my daughter when we're telling her off about something. Do not mention your sister or your brother. And what I mean by that is her reaction is to go, well, they did it. They did it. They did it. I'm not interested in that. You've done this. You're not having your phone for an hour, right? And I don't care about anybody else. We're talking about what you've done. And we're talking about what Manchester United have done. I don't care about the global transfer market. I don't care about PSR or FFP. I'm looking at Liverpool. I'm looking at Man City. And I'm looking at what can be done. Whether they're in the minority or not, it can be done. And I know the majority haven't done anything. Newcastle, Spurs, Aston Villa, Arsenal. Nobody's really done anything yet. But it can be done. And we're not in a position. I mean, do you think it's an excuse for Man United to go, yeah, well, Newcastle and Villa, they've not done anything yet. Arsenal haven't signed their striker yet. Okay, you might fall for that. That's fine. But I would be, what I'm saying is, but yeah, Arsenal are in the Champions League. Newcastle are in the Champions League. Villa nearly got in the Champions League. So they're in a much better position than us. We're miles behind. Do you think we should be doing what they're doing? Or do you think we should be trying to do things quicker and more efficient because we're further behind? You're basically saying, well, they haven't started the race yet. So look at it like a running race. If you want to go, well, Newcastle, Villa, they haven't done anything yet. They're already ahead of us. So we're going to start the race when they start the race. Oh, they're ahead of us. Oh, we can't catch them up. Maybe we should start the race before them. Maybe that's the advantage. Maybe that's what we should have been doing. Starting the race better than everybody else to try and close the gap that's there. And we haven't. We've gone, oh, let's just do it our way, the way that's never worked. It's too slow, in my opinion, and they've got to speed it up. But I don't think they're looking to speed it up. And I'm worried. And I think what we've learned in the last 12 months is that whilst we assumed things could only get better with Ineos, they've actually got worse. So there is this assumption that things can only get better after our worst ever Premier League season. And I'd be stunned if it didn't. But by how much? Finishing 12th is better. Finishing 10th and getting knocked out of both domestic cups in the first round is better. But when we say things can only get better, what we actually mean is things better get fucking better. We better get back into the race for the Champions League. Well, remember the season we finished 8th with Ten Hag and everyone said sack him? If we finish eighth next season with Amrim next year, what are we going to do? Party. Still think it's shit. But the way we're behaving at the moment, eighth might be a bloody good season for us based on what's happening in the summer transfer window. Sir Alex Ferguson left at a good time, says Rory. The Athletic reported he got paid more for every penny he did not spend. We don't need that crap and criticism is fair, says Rory C. God forbid the coaches and improvers the players. Paul Cassidy says, God forbid he coaches and improvers the players he has. I don't know whether that's sarcasm, Paul. I think it's stupidity. I mean, if you genuinely think the worst squad in Premier League history is coachable, then I don't know where you were for the last year. I mean, Pep Guardiola doesn't spend hundreds of millions of pounds on players as the greatest coach that's in the Premier League if he can coach them. I don't know your point, Paul, because I don't know whether it's sarcasm or reality. You might be saying, God forbid he coaches and improves the players he has because we're in trouble if he does. But it's a myth, mate. It's a myth that a coach can polish a turd. Pep Guardiola is a fantastic coach. If Man City had given him no money, they'd have got relegated. Well, they wouldn't have got relegated. They still had some good players, but they wouldn't have won the league. You can't coach players that aren't coachable. And what's very, very clear, Paul, is that Ruben Amorim came in for 7 months and couldn't coach those players. In fact, we were getting worse. So if you think a pre-season with the current squad and we're suddenly going to be in the top four, you're having a bloody laugh, mate. Where were you last season? He can't coach these players. They don't suit his system. They don't have the right mentality. Whatever the reason is, that if we're now saying, let's coach what we've got, we're in big, big trouble. Don't need the Bruno cash. We do this as we can't sell Rashford, Sancho, says Anders. I can't wait your Premier League predictions this year and where you put United, says Daniel. I wouldn't even know. If you asked me to predict where Man United would be next season, I would say 10th. I genuinely think that it's impossible to predict where we would be at the moment. But there's still a lot, obviously. We will buy players. I wouldn't have done that one from AJ as well. Right, let me just catch up on a couple of other bits I wanted to talk about. I mean, there's one story here I just genuinely don't want to talk about, but it is news, so I have to. We've done the Rashford bit. There we go. Who was it? Okay, we've done the Romano bit as well. We've done the Palinha bit. Okay, Juventus and Napoli are interested in signing Manchester United winger Jadon Sancho this summer. Napoli have some sort of agreement with Sancho. He's giving them priority over Juventus, says DiMarzio.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Also, I've got a goalkeeper story to give you as well. I mean, I just don't want to talk about Sancho. I really don't. I just think he's such a waste of space. I just get rid of him. I don't see him as a United player. So the sooner we get rid of him, the better. He's got to be the most annoying story that we have to keep talking about. So that's what I'm going to say about that. But that's the latest on him. Interestingly, more relevant, Fabrizio Romano. Remember what I said yesterday about DiMarzio? I just do not trust him about Man United news when he said about Monaco. Fabrizio Romano last night basically destroying that. I don't know whether DiMarzio and Romano get on. I think he used to work for him, Romano. But Monaco are not in talks for Onana. So the Monaco story from yesterday, which came out of DiMarzio and L'Equipe, we are not in talks with Monaco, and Monaco are not in talks for Onana. So we're back where I think most of us know we are, where basically we can't sell Onana. Therefore, he will wear out in number one shirt. And look, imagine you run a business. Let's say I always do restaurant. What other business could we do? Give me a business that's not a restaurant or a bar. Come on. We always do it. Come on, just give me a business. Somebody just give me a business. I always do restaurants because it works really, really well. But I just need an example here. A bank, a bar. Yeah, let's do a car showroom, Rez. I like this. So you run a car showroom for Ferrari or whatever like that, and your head salesman is crap at their job, yeah? And you basically are eyeing up some really good car sales, head of car sales from different branches and companies. And you know what you want, but your head of finance says, we can get them, but you've got to get rid of this guy. So you go to this guy and you say, look, you're not performing. We're not getting on. I just want you to go. And they go, I'm not going anywhere. So you go to your finance guy and say, he says he's not going anywhere. Well, you'll have to stay then. You'll have to stay head of sales because if he doesn't go, we can't get anybody else. It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But that's how Manchester United run. Yeah, if Wan-Bissaka goes, we can't get De Ligt and Mazraoui. If Scott McTominay goes, we can't get Ugarte. If Onana doesn't go, then we can't get a goalkeeper. So you'll have to keep picking him. I mean, this is a well-trodden path again. This is how Man United run their football club. This is why I've got no faith in the owners or the CEO, because they don't... I think you should look at an owner and a CEO and go, they're powerful people, I trust them. I look at weak people. They cannot remove players that should be gone ages ago so that we can move forward as a football club. If Onana left, we could get a new goalkeeper in. But Onana doesn't want to go, so he's in goal next season, even though we know everyone wants to get rid of him. So how can you move forward as a football club when you're being dictated to by players because of the contracts that you give them? We make them kings. They dictate what happens. The CEO cannot change the goalkeeper at Man United. He's powerless. And it's not just Onana, it's every other bloody player as well, isn't it? It's been going on for years. So it's a crazy, crazy situation that certain players at Man United can just decide their future. I mean, look, to be fair, Harry Maguire's had a good season, so maybe it can happen with Onana, but Ten Hag wanted Maguire to go to West Ham. Maguire was going to go to West Ham. Man United wouldn't pay off part of his wages, so he said, fuck that, I'm not taking a pay cut of 100 grand. I'll stay where I am. And Man United kept him. And look, Maguire's just an example of many other players that ultimately decide their future, not the club. Sancho's the greatest football swindle, says George. The levels of management to go through at United, everything goes at a snail's pace, says Connor. Should have signed Jonathan Davies and Martinez as United star. Thank you very much for that. When do you think Mbeumo will happen, Mark? Well, let's play the Mbeumo. I mean, you'll notice that the hotter meter is banned at the moment. I've said to our editor, don't do the hotter meter at the moment. It will cause mass depression. So the hotter meter's collecting dust. It's meant to be out every couple of days. We can't even use it. When do I think we'll sign Mbeumo? I'm 99% sure we'll sign Mbeumo, by the way. When's the away kit out? When is United's away kit released? Apparently there's no official date for that. But that's how hilarious the situation is. I'm actually thinking when the away kit comes out is probably not a bad barometer for when we might make a signing. Look, I'm not going to sit here and do this. Realistically, Mbeumo, here we go, should be later next week. Because then the following week, you can do official post July the 1st. So new financial year. So really, here we go, Mbeumo should be in the next week. But I ain't going to sit here and say it will be. And I pity the fool who starts guessing to try and be an ITK. I don't know when this deal will happen. I suspect it benefits Man United that it keeps dragging on. I wouldn't be surprised if Brentford are really pissed off because United are dragging their feet on it on purpose. Playing Billy Big Bollocks. I think we're doing it on purpose. I think we're delaying this as long as we can, because every week you delay is a week you don't pay wages to Mbeumo. And every week you delay is an opportunity to get closer to July the 1st. But it's well known. It's very well known. I mean, I think we mentioned this 3 years ago. Probably not mentioned it for 3 years. It's very well known at Manchester United that the one of the reasons they take so long on transfers is to save money. It's well known. So realistically, when Berarda's saying, you know, taking our time on transfers is good for the club, he means the business. He doesn't mean the football. It's good for Amorim, like Slot, to have his players in for July the 1st. Signing's done. But it's good for Sir Jim and the Glazers to have them done on August the 31st. Because the later you buy your players in the window, the less wages you have to pay. And if you're struggling to sell Rashford, Sancho, Anthony, Garnacho, you're still paying, let's say none of those players get sold in July. What's that? 1.5 million to Sancho, 1.5 million to Rashford. Don't know what Anthony's on, 800K in a month. So what's that? It's about 4.5. Let's say 4 million in wages in July will go to Anthony, Sancho, Rashford and Garnacho. 4 million in wages in July on those players in for not going anywhere. And look, why do you think they're not in a rush as well? I want to play in the World Cup. You can earn £1 million by staying at Man United. So £4 million is going to go to those four players in July because we're not selling them, are we? And then you've got Berarda going, if I get Mbeumo and a striker in at the start of July, that's another £2 million in wages. So I'm paying £4 million in wages to players we're trying to sell and £2 million in wages for two new players. That's £6 million. But if I wait until August, I might have offloaded some of those players and then I don't pay their wage until that. And this is what we're doing. We're playing Excel spreadsheets, FC. We like to do our business late because then we don't pay the wages till later. And this is why we fail. You've got a manager and a fan base going, pre-season's really important. It'll make us perform better and we'll earn more money. No, we're paying money on players we're trying to sell that we can't sell. We're not bringing new players in on wages that we can save by bringing them in later. And this is what we've been doing for years. It's well known. It's well known. It's well known in the industry. It's well known. We've mentioned it 3 years ago on here. I've offered myself to United Stand just like Rashi's been offered to Real Madrid, says Ron. Thank you very much. Okay, I need a drink, a cold drink. Thanks everyone for watching. What have we got for you today? Well, I'm not doing a bloody Club World Cup watch along. That can get in the bin. Bloody hell, what a waste of time. Ronaldo had the right idea. I'm going to record a video on That's Football. That's going up in about 20 minutes time. And obviously, if anything breaks, we'll be live on here. But we will have an evening show for you as well. Enjoy the weather. If it's warm where you are, enjoy your day. Great show this morning. Real conversation as usual. No career mode today, Rez. Too hot for that. Too hot for that. Enjoy the one I did the other day. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Take care. I'll speak to you in a bit. You can't sit inside and do career mode when it's beautiful outside. We don't get many hot days in the UK.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.